It is a just after Christmas miracle. For the first time since 2009, the Purdue Shakespeare Company is returning to England. The United Kingdom.
Woo! USA! USA!
Oh, no.
UK!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 266, Returning to England. It is official. The Reduced Shakespeare Company is returning to England for 11 weeks this summer of 2012, bringing the European premiere of The Complete World of Sports abridged to York, Buxton, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Canterbury, Leamington Spa, Derby, Hereford, Rhyl, Barnsley, Salford, and Basingstoke, before settling in to the Arts Theatre just off Leicester Square in London. To all the UK fans who posted comments on our website, I hope that your city is on that list, or at least very close by. I'll be giving more details about our UK tour in a few minutes, and I'll play a few excerpts from The Complete World of Sports Abridged, but before I do, Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, and I sat down in the dressing room in Lowell, Massachusetts a few weeks ago to talk about how excited we are to be coming back.
We turn the comment page on the on the tour page of our site. We put the comments on, and almost immediately we started seeing a lot of folks from the UK, more so than the States, saying, "Come back, you know, come to Ipswich, you know, come to Worcester," and so we're back.
Worcestershire. I know we're actually coming back. We're going to tour the country, and then we're going to settle in and play in London at the Arts Theatre, where we were 20 years ago.
Yeah, where you joined the company. It's a beautiful little 300 and something odd seat theater in Leicester Square. Mm-hmm. And we performed there for just about a year in 1992-93.
I will celebrate my 20th anniversary with the Reduced Shakespeare Company in the same theater I started in, which is so awesome.
Yeah, something so right and cool. It just feels right to be doing this. Well, I mean, we're doing the sports show.
Yes.
2012 Olympics. They very kindly arranged for the Olympics to be in London while we're in the West End.
Very thoughtful of
them. Very thoughtful. So it's synchronicitous, isn't it?
You know, our producers have talked to other producers in London, and I've read this in The Guardian and in other papers there. Nobody knows exactly how the Olympics is going to affect ticket sales in the West End, but all the conversations our producers have had is saying, well, the Reduced Shakespeare Company returning to London with a show about sports. That seems like as close to a no-brainer as you can get.
Well, and, you know, it's 300 seats, so it's not like we have to sell 1,200, 1,500 seats every night.
Right.
And we're just, we're very well known in England. So I think our name will help. Yeah, that it's about sports during the Olympics.
And we're 15 minutes. 15 minutes, please.
Oh, and so we're opening in London in 15 minutes?
No, sorry, I misunderstood.
But yeah, we're going to go out for 5 weeks touring the regions, honing the show for a UK audience.
Yeah.
And then we go into London for 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks during the Olympics. And I'm excited that it's the sports show. I mean, not just because it's the Olympics, but it's just such a smart show. And it's and the reviews have been awesome for it, including, I mean, well, awesome and surprised reviews from critics who I think they actually say, some of them say that I didn't think I was going to like this. I don't like sports. I mean, one review and several reviews said, I don't like anything about sports, but I was laughing about at this show from beginning to end.
Yeah, and so people who expect not to like the show because they don't care about sports love it. People who like sports obviously love it.
Well, and we got some reviews from critics who clearly were sports fans and sports writers who went, oh my God, thank you. You nailed it. You know, it's like everybody says, aren't Shakespeare professors, serious Shakespeareans, upset that you do Shakespeare? No, they love it the most. Oh.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we the equivalent of a Shakespearean scholar type theater critic. We just played New York City, 42nd Street, and New York Times came to review us, but they sent their sports writer. It wasn't even the theater critic, and he loved it.
And they ran the review in the sports section.
In the sports section. So.
And I hope to. I didn't just a side thing. I don't know if you guys knew this. I'm going to try to participate in the Olympic decathlon.
Are you really? Yeah. What are you going to do?
10 events.
Yes?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, running, shot put, javelin, all that, just between shows on a Saturday.
That seems good. And now, will you be officially sanctioned by any one nation, or will you just be doing this on your own around London?
I think I'm an athlete of fortune. So, you know, I'm just in it for myself, pretty much.
Right.
I'm going to try to compete in the Cockney Rhymathon.
Move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping to get a. I'm hoping to get. You know, we threatened to do this a couple of years ago with what's that other company? The other RSC, the Regal.
No, I think it's Rome Royal.
Raunchy Royal.
The ones who stole our initials. We're seeking legal redress.
That's right. The Royal Shakespeare. Yeah, that's right. That's the Royal Shakespeare Company. Well, I think now that we're back in England, we can finally challenge them to the Bardathon, to the to be or not to be off. Because I think you know it's just high time that we have this competition in London in the spirit of international cooperation and butt kicking.
Yeah, I mean they walk the walk and they talk the talk. I mean I know that. Well, okay. To be fair, they would beat us in a game of tug of war.
Yeah.
But that's just because there's more of them than there are. But.
Well, and stiff upper lipping,
yes.
and pinky raising while you're drinking tea.
Yeah, we'd win the loudness in the tube. Competition.
Yes.
And the nasal tourist direction asking.
We would definitely.
Yes. Look, Leicester Square.
There it is. Hi. Is that the queen? Are you the queen?
Yeah. Where's Worcester?
Where's Worcester? With our plaid shorts and our Docksider shoes and our big giant map of London clutched in our sweaty little palms.
Yeah. So all you, you know, all you UK fans, you'll recognize us on the street.
Yeah. I'm particularly happy because it's been great touring the past couple of years, running around the States with you guys. I've been spending a lot of time back in Texas seeing the family, but it'll be nice to be back on home turf. I am a London-based actor. It'll be nice to be back on home turf and commuting to work. I don't know why that sounds exciting, but commuting to work.
Well, and also, with the podcast is quite popular in the U.S. We're probably in the top 30, I suppose. But traditionally, the podcast in the U.K. is in the top 10 most of the time. So I know that we have a huge number, a very large percentage of the nation who are fans of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. So I'm happy that we're able to go back to the U.K. and visit all those fans who have been such fans of ours.
Well, and on a personal note, my wife Jane, an RSC general manager, is from Ireland, mm-hmm. and she's got her sisters lives in London, and so we have friends and relations in London. And I just love to go. I love the Indian food. I love the Sunday papers. I just love to go over there, and it's been too long.
It has been too long.
While we were in the West End, of course, it was a tradition to go to the Captain's Cabin.
Yes.
So we were there with 10 years, and they treated us like poo. And so just for old time's sake, I'm going to go back to the Captain's Cabin and let them treat me like poop again.
When we were at the Arts Theater in 92, 93, wasn't it the iced tea house that was next door? I don't even know if that's still there.
The Long Island Tea House, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Well, and that was...
When we were there Christmas of 92, they had their festive holiday bombings.
Yeah, that's
over, thankfully.
Yes, yeah. That would be nice. It would be nice not to have any more. I mean, we hope that the only bomb in that area will be us.
Oh, definitely.
This is Rich Fulcher, Bob Fossil from the Mighty Boosh, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? It thrills me to be able to say that this summer you'll be able to see the complete world of sports abridged all over the UK, starting at the Theatre Royal York from June 13th to the 16th. Then we head off to the Buxton Opera House on June 18th, the Exeter Northcote Theatre from Tuesday, June 19th and Wednesday, June 20th, the Newbury Corn Exchange on the 21st, Nottingham Playhouse on the 22nd and 23rd, the Truro Hall for Cornwall on the 25th, Poole Lighthouse 26th through the 28th of June, the Marlowe in Canterbury on Monday, July 2nd, Leamington Spa Royal Spa Centre July 3rd, Derby Assembly Rooms on the 4th of July, Hereford Courtyard on 5th of July, Real Pavilion July 6th, Barnsley Civic Theatre July 7th, the Lowry in Salford July 8th, the Anvil in Basingstoke on July 11th, the Hoth in Crawley July 12th, the Bedford Corn Exchange on July 13th, and then we head down to the Arts Theatre just off of Leicester Square between Charing Cross Road and St. Martin's Lane. And we will run at the Arts from Tuesday, July 17th to Saturday, August 25th. That's 6 weeks. It's going to be an interesting schedule, too. We'll do 8 shows a week per normal, but we'll be taking Tuesday nights off. We will perform on Sunday and Monday, take Tuesday off, and apparently we're going to have to work our schedule around some of the major events of the Olympics. So the Olympic opening ceremony will be on Friday, July 27th. Many theaters in the West End will be dark that night, but we think we're going to perform, but we will keep you posted about that schedule. We really hope you can join us at any and all of these venues, we might actually have some theaters that we will be adding to this schedule. So as always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now, if you don't know much about the complete world of Sports Abridged, we'll share with you some excerpts from both live performance and our appearance on Talk of the Nation on National Public Radio last summer.
Back now to the beginning of time and a report from our colleague, Ugook the Caveman. Ugook!
Thank you, Austin. The evolution of sports has been a central part of our daily activity ever since mankind evolved into the magnificent specimen you see here before you. After we emerged as bipedal life forms.
Sorry about this. Look, somebody sent a tweet to our Twitter account that produced.
Who?
Looks like that guy right there.
He objects to even saying the word evolution.
What is that?
Well, mankind and sports were intelligently designed at the same time.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears for the Elizabethan Sports Report. Dateline 1604. In the NBL, the National Bear Baiting League, the Bears literally killed the Bulldogs 5-0. In falconry, the Atlanta Falcons' Michael Vick also literally killed the Bulldogs. Too soon. There's been a lopsided deal in the equestrian world, with Richard III trading his kingdom for a horse. In tennis, Henry V did not fancy the Dauphin's balls. Allswell did not end well for Ophelia, who failed her swimming trials. And it was much ado about nothing for Lady Macbeth at the Westminster Dog Show when her dog Spot was thrown out. Damn Spot, she was heard to mutter. We now return you to your regularly scheduled 21st century program.
Our examination of sports from all seven continents by taking a look at the sports of Australia. Joining me now live via satellite is Bruce McNairy. Hi, Bruce.
Good night, mate.
Hey, Bruce, you look like you're upside down.
So do you, mate.
All right, well, what can you tell us about native Australian sports?
Well, before our criminal ancestors were brought here from Britain, Australia was populated by Aborigines who played such traditional sports as rope skipping and boomerang throwing. Oh, I'm feeling a little bit lightheaded.
Yeah. You are looking a little bit flushed. Now, didn't some of these native Australian sports have unusual names?
Oh, crikey, right you are, Rick. One such game was called Mongrel, which used a ball made of possum or kangaroo hide and was a precursor to the now popular Australian rules football.
And what can you tell us about Goomboombadoo?
Goomboombadoo was a traditional competition played between rival family clans who would grease themselves up and then wrestle. Today, Goomboombadoo is only played in certain clubs in Las Vegas.
Now, is it true that in Australia, everybody always runs around in shorts and sandals?
Oh, crikey, no. It gets cold here in the winter.
So what do you wear to keep warm?
Down undies.
Well, there you have it from Australia. Gibson limps to the plate and hits the game-winning home run.
Oh, poor baby. Kerry Strug flew through the air, stuck her landing, and won a gold medal with two torn ligaments in her ankle.
Thank you. Canadian Debbie Brill broke the high jump record 5 months after giving birth.
Oh, I forget. How many home runs did Kirk Gibson hit after giving birth? That's right.
None.
All right, all right. What's your favorite women's sport?
Men's figure skating.
My favorite female athlete, hands down, Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney. Only person, male or female, to win 3 National Hot Rod Association titles.
No way. I'm talking Babe Diedrichsen-Zaharias,
the greatest athlete of the 20th century. She dominated every sport she ever played.
Whoa.
Patsy Mink.
Oh, totally.
Yep. Wait a minute. Who is Patsy Mink?
Congresswoman Patsy Mink wrote Title IX legislation which led to schools implementing athletics programs for women. If it wasn't for her, man, we wouldn't even be here. Patsy Mink was a women's athletic supporter.
Patsy Mink! Greatest female athlete, how could we forget? Renee Richards!
Totally.
Yep.
Who's Renee Richards?
What? Renee Richards was a tennis player who was born a man but had a sex change operation in 1975.
That doesn't count.
Are you kidding? I mean, to sue the U.S. Open to let you play as a woman? You think that was easy?
That woman had balls.
Why?
Because we're not violent and stupid.
I'm violent.
I'm stupid. No, but think about it. Every college has a fight song that celebrates the greatness, the glory of athletic competition. Ours could be something grand, something Shakespearean, like, we band of brothers, we few, we happy few. We fight all others for honor, glory too. We band of brothers, we answer freedom's call. Stay strong, it's all for one and one for all.
No. If we're gonna have a fight song, it has to have a Y chromosome. Something short to the point. Fight, kill, crush and maim, we will. Rip their lungs out, strip their tongues out, leave them all to die. Break their kneecaps, smash their fingers, bring the pain and make it linger. Make them cry, no, make them die, oh, this is my reduced fight song.
Fight, but not a lot of song.
I think it had plenty of
fun. Well, you guys are totally overthinking this, you know? I mean, a good fight song should be uplifting, but simple. You know, something along the lines of, we gotta go out right now and win the game, or else our lives will never be the same. But now when our athletes proudly take the stage, we up in the stands proudly refuse to act our age. There's nothing we love more than our sports and ball. We rally behind our champions, warts and all. With all of our might, we're strong. Sing right along. Everyone sing our reduced fight song.
Better than fight, kill.
Back off, pretty boy. Don't make me crush you musically.
Oh, yeah? Bring it on, old man. I'll smack so hard your hair will grow back to you.
Hey, do that thing that you were doing.
Fight, kill.
Yeah.
I thought you hated that.
I do, but humor me.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your UK dates via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, T-Boy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Katie the Zebra's Back. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Rich Fulcher from the Mighty Boosh, Neil Conan, and all the folks at Talk of the Nation on National Public Radio here in the U.S., and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 266 798ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You know, it occurs to me, don't you have a reprise to that? to that fight song?
Well, we do. We do, and we could even try to sing it for you.
Yes.
Did right. that just occur to you?
We covered all sports. We hope you were not bored. To tell you the truth, some sports we just ignored. The show is all done now. Please get out of here. But not before you stand and give us all a cheer. There's nothing we love more than our sports and ball. So rally behind, we champions, warts and all. With all of our might, we're strong. Sing right along. This is the end of our reduced fight song. Goodbye.
Thank you, NBR.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.